Atlantis. Once upon a time, 11,000 years ago, according to Plato, there was a continent in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean called Atlantis. Its population was very wealthy, sophisticated, and powerful, thriving through a vast array of natural resources, extensive commerce with Europe and Africa, and weather so uniquely nurturing that Atlanteans enjoyed not one, but two annual harvests of the widest imaginable variety of crops. The animal kingdom flourished on Atlantis as well in this peaceful, beautiful island nation. The first king of Atlantis was Atlas, eldest son of the sea god Poseidon and mortal Cleato. A gold statue of Poseidon in a chariot drawn by winged horses gilded the most central hill of the continent where Cleato raised Atlas and his many brothers. The hill was surrounded by concentric circles of land and water, placed there by Poseidon to protect and provide for his beloved family. Beyond the farthest circle of water from the hill stood the city of Atlantis, where most of the population of the continent lived. Hundreds of miles of plains surrounded the city, and to the north of the plains, mountains rose. Slowly but surely, the idyllic lives of the Atlanteans became insidiously infected with the corruption of greed, lust, and an insatiable hunger for power. Zeus, the mighty god of the sky, looked angrily down at the moral wasteland Atlantis had become and summoned the other gods to exact an appropriate punishment for this ungrateful nation who'd been given so much. And that punishment was so vast, so violent, and so all-consuming that in one massive spasm of attacks from the sky, the sea, and all of nature, the continent of Atlantis, all its wealth, all its wisdom, all its beauty, and all its people were swallowed whole by the ocean, where they lie to this day in their watery tomb. Plato told that story in his dialogues Timaeus and Critias around 350 BC. It was, to the best of anyone's knowledge, the first written reference to a continent called Atlantis. And ever since, the debate has raged on. Was it fiction or nonfiction? One of the literally thousands of philosophers and prophets who stated with great authority that Atlantis was and will be again a very real continent was Madame Helena Blavatsky. In her book called The Secret Doctrine, written in 1888, she predicted that both Atlantis and its Indian Ocean counterpart, Lemuria, will reappear, and added, "The elevated ridge in the Atlantic basin, 9,000 feet in height, which runs from a point near the British Islands, first slopes towards South America, then shifts almost at right angles to proceed in a southeasterly line toward the African coast. This ridge is a remnant of an Atlantic continent." Could it be traced further? It would establish the reality of a submarine horseshoe junction with a former continent in the Indian Ocean. An impenetrable veil of secrecy was thrown over the occult and religious mysteries taught on Atlantis after the submersion of the last remnant of the Atlantean race some 12,000 years ago. Which anyone could say, let's face it, with a limited number of ways to prove them wrong in 1888. But more than 100 years later, in March of 1996, Discover magazine published and described a series of satellite photographs that seemed to confirm the geographic imagery Madame Blavatsky couldn't possibly have witnessed herself. And I quote from that article, "The Mid-Atlantic Ridge snakes down the center of that ocean, off Greenland, to the latitude of Cape Horn. Under South Africa, the Southwest Indian Ridge shoots into the Indian Ocean like a fizzling rocket, or perhaps like the trail of some giant and cartoonish deep-sea mole." End quote. If she were right about the geography, as many others have been, wouldn't it be silly not at least to keep an open mind to the possibility that maybe she was right about the reality of Atlantis as well? And the likelihood of both Atlantis and Lemuria emerging from their respective oceans again someday? For the record, I couldn't agree with her more. We will see Atlantis and Lemuria rise into existence again. In fact, it's a promise, before the end of this century.